The DNA is a manifestation from something above, in higher planes, interpreted in a lower existential plane. It is part of a whole that is not being considered, because the physical DNA is not everything. What's missing is the atomic or energetic part that is behind. But that science, as it is known on Earth, cannot see or accept, due to its limitations. Basically, DNA is only the visible and physically manipulable part of a larger whole, as it is manifested in the physical world, that then gives rise to a living organism. The reflection in 3D or 5D, the physical world, is a mathematically precise construction that obeys patterns of sacred geometry. It obeys the exact pattern like a reflection of something in a higher plane. This is a tesseract, or a four-dimensional cube. Let's say it is the object in a higher plane, or a form for something that has no form. The mathematical representation for the consciousness. Now, that form is reflected or is seen with the limitation of an incomplete lower plane. Incomplete because it cannot interpret a higher plane correctly, as it lacks the necessary elements to do it or even to understand it. Just like 3D does not include 5D, it only gives a partial interpretation of what is in 5D. In this image, the shadow projected below is the representation in a lower dimension of an object in a higher dimension. In this case, a three-dimensional object is reflected as a two-dimensional pattern in the ground. But this reflection or pattern is a limited interpretation of something that is on the higher plane and that cannot be interpreted correctly. It is not casual though. It can be by design from the superior plane to have a projection below with exact premeditated results. What is perceived as reality is only an inaccurate reflection of something more complex, higher up, generating it. And this I have been applying to the subject of genetics. The energy pattern of what is in a higher plane, the Atma or soul, for example, is projected down, creating the physical body. And it does it with the DNA that will form that body. It is first projected through the principle of standing waves, to then form more complex patterns using the dominant frequency principle. In the images above, the points of light of the projection of the geometric ball are the nodes or points of the standing waves, stationary point or maximum energy concentration. It is where the molecules that receive enough attention will form more complex things, like amino acids. To have a localized and sustained attention at a point or node of the standing wave is to establish the dominant frequency on that point, which will succeed in following the pattern, generating the desired molecule at said stationary point of the static energy wave. This principle is also the basis of our medical pods of full regeneration. So, with sufficient attention, an image will be created in a lower plane of a map of consciousness that is in a higher plane. This map of consciousness is nothing more than the geometric representation in the form of energy of an intention that comes from an Atma or soul. The potential energy field of which I speak is no more nor less than the ether described by Nikola Tesla. And to create a point in the static wave within that ether and bring it or transform an energy point of the ether into something physical, you need a depolarization as between two electrical poles. So, a living being, its DNA, is a limited or caricatured representation of a being that is on a higher plane, with similar characteristics, since the latter is a representation of something above, as in the images shown. And above that being, that soul or Atma, there is another consciousness projecting in an inferior dimension its own map interpretation. So what you receive in 5D as a genetic map is a DNA with 12 spirals and 24 chromosomes, when in 3D the interpretation limited by 3D is two spirals with 22-23 chromosomes. Therefore, the interpretation in the 3D of a person in the 5D is a limited caricature of what the same being looks like in 5D. That is why starseeds do not resemble their higher selves, or rarely. It is also worth mentioning the influence of the parent's consciousness in 3D that also influences in projecting a form in the DNA that will be followed to create a new living being. So, it is a complex interaction, but the dominant point is the being with the consciousness, the one that uses or will use the body. Imagine the object that projects the tesseract and which, at the same time, projects the image below. The last image turns out to be the final DNA map, which the cells will use to create the individual. Following the map, the final result is something like this. We are all reflections of something more complex above us. But that of above and below is only conceptual, because it really is not a matter of superiority. It is only a point of attention, and the superior comprises all its components, forming a whole. So, if you genetically alter a species with a test tube, it is as if you put some other object in this image sustained with a toothpick from the ground, for example, in order to alter the shadow. The final result is finite and does not represent a faithful copy on a lower existential plane of the original creative intention. What I am trying to say is that altering an organism with test tubes and microscopes, it is, once again, reductionist science that does not understand that DNA has its base in the etheric world, in higher planes, and that it is impossible to separate from its creator that resides in said upper plane. Ergo, the only way to permanently alter an organism or create a new one is by altering the original from above. This can only be achieved either by being on that higher plane or by accessing that being on the higher plane by altering its perception, so that it itself in turn can alter its creative intention. In other words, use mind control. This is done so that the tesseract itself decides to change its form, to change what it projects on the lower plane. This in context of genetics, but it can be applied to the nature of reality and the matrix, to how it works and what it is for. And that is why Sumerian tablets are just another Bible, just more manipulation. Consciousness is what generates matter and not vice versa. That's why I always say, do not ask if there is life among all those stars that fill the night. Because the reason why they are there is because there is life in them. That's a higher plane, to be able to perceive more variables. There is a problem here of understanding that I know plugs the perception of many. The subject of existential planes and frequencies. There are no such existential planes. Everything is a gradient, a single entity of the whole. It is only the frequency of the intention of each apparently individual consciousness which, given its personal limitation, can only perceive a limited range of frequencies within the great entity that is a single piece. If a group of people only perceive what we call 3D, it is only because they have the agreement of only perceiving a certain range, that would be white light, for example. The genetic map of a person in 3D is only the reflection of the reflection of the reflection of the total I from above. The higher up, more genetic complexity. The lower, the less details. But they are part of the whole. Going up in a complexity gradient, depending on what your frequency range allows to perceive, everything is perception. When you rise in consciousness, you rise in complexity of understanding. Therefore, 3D no longer feeds the intention of the expansion of your soul. It needs to fix its point of attention in a more complex plane. It's part of the ascension.